I'm never bashful.
Cluster if we get angry now.
I really hardly know much of what to say because we've been talking so much at cross purposes, and it's therefore a little hard to bring it down. I was stirred by the final peroration of Frank Meyer's stirring speech. Until we prove that we are the heirs of Western civilization, we don't deserve to inherit powers, to want to express a violent dissent to that point of view. I don't believe the problem at issue in our political or social life is a question of deciding who shall inherit power or who shall not. The problem at issue in our political life is how you, me, and the rest of our fellow citizens have a government which comes as close to providing us with what we would like to see and have as is possible. And it seemed to me if those of us who differ with the present course of opinion are going to say we're going to retire into the back room until we solve all our philosophical problems, that back room is pretty soon going to become a prison. And so I would suggest to Frank that I agree with him thoroughly that he should write some more books. That I agree with him thoroughly that there are many and important and deep issues that need to be investigated, and that we need to have more understanding on that this is a task for us for the rest of our lives and our children's lives and our children's children's lives. But at the same time, people are many-sided and can do many things at the same time, and one of the things we have to do is gradually to try to see if we can't, in respect to those areas where we think we know what's wrong and we think we know what should be done better, we've got to try to see if we can influence our fellow citizens and the rest of the community to follow a course of action that we think is better advised. Now, I want to make only one other point that was suggested by, to be even-handed, that was suggested by Stan Parry's comments. This is partly a parochial reaction on my part, I admit. He said that the economic theory of the free market is largely irrelevant to the basic issues of the society, that there is a danger, he thinks, that we may be getting into the position of devoting too much attention to economic problems. Now, the main point I was trying to get at in my own brief remarks was that the tendency to regard the free enterprise, the free market arrangements as exclusively economics is, I think, a very unfortunate and misleading one. And nothing could illustrate it more than his remarks. Because it's a very interesting phenomenon. If you ask yourself the question, what societies put the greatest emphasis on economic life in a narrow sense, and there is no doubt about it, it's the non-free market societies. It's the socialist societies, the planned societies, the collectivist societies that devote almost all their energy and aims and strength to the problem of material well-being in a very narrow sense. And on the other hand, it's the societies which emphasize the free market that have been the societies that have produced the greatest cultural achievements, the greatest developments in philosophy and thought and art and architecture, and the reason why. Because what is called the free market approach is misleadingly thought to apply only to economics, but is really a way of life that applies to the whole of man's living and not solely to his economic area. And therefore, I would kind of suggest to Stan Parry that perhaps what is one of the things that is relevant to our present problem is our broadening our conception of what we mean by the free market, our making people understand that what is involved is more than a question of bread, though bread, God knows, is not unimportant, but that it is really an interesting thing that when we talk about people pursuing their own interests, it is the pursuit of their own interests that has produced the libraries and the art institutes and the symphony halls and the churches and the other great achievements of the human spirit, and not merely the, and I say merely with quotes, the daily bread and the yearly automobile.